This is Ragamuffin Radio, webcasting from the southern shires of England. Easy listening for the finest folk, blues, contemporary and traditional music. You're listening to Sunday in the Shires, a programme of selected favourite tunes presented every Sunday by that rascally pair, Ragamuffin Brian and Ragamuffin Mike. So, put the coffee on the stove, lean back in your favourite armchair. Welcome to Sunday in the Shires.
Something to say. I'm a cold-minded man, I am who I am, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm a cold-minded man, 3 miles underground, I work where the wind don't blow. I got kids and a wife, it's my chosen way of life, and I help make America's economy grow. American flag on the back of my truck means I'm proud of the USA. And I mind to pay my bills digging coal out of these hills while my neighbors raise a batch of corn hay. I'm a coal mining man 4 miles underground. I work where the wind don't blow. I got kids and a wife. It's my chosen way of life, and I help make America's economy grow. Some call it dirt, I got dust where the sun don't shine. Or they don't see my soul, they don't understand cold, or see it bright as diamonds in the mine. I'm a coal mining man 5 miles underground, I work where the wind don't blow. I got kids and a wife, it's my chosen way of life, and I help make America's economy grow. One more last chance, one more slow dance, one more night with you beneath the moon. I still love you, you can tell it at a glance. All I'm asking for is one more last chance. I quit drinking, I quit my rambling, I come home when I'm supposed to every night. I quit preaching, I quit gambling, I'll do anything to make it turn out right. One more last chance, one more slow dance, one more night with you. I still love you, you can tell it at a glance. All I'm asking for is one more last chance. Town. It ain't easy being sorry. One more last chance would really be a help. One more last chance, one more slow dance, one more night with you beneath the moon. I still love you, you can tell it at a glance. All I'm asking for is one more last chance. Hey, all I'm asking for is one more last chance.
Well, I wonder if our listeners recognise that particular voice.
Tom T. Hall, all the way from Tennessee.
And two tracks. The first one, I'm a Coal Mining Man. And the second one, One More Last Chance.
From Tom T. Hall Sings Miss Dixie and Tom T. Hall.
Yeah. And now the thing is, there's a story behind this album, Mike, isn't it? He hasn't made any music, album-wise, for what, 10 years?
Well, everyone says 10 years, I'm not sure, but it's a long, long while, and his wife has persuaded him to go back in the studio, apparently, and this is the result. Absolutely stonking album, Brian, I think you'd agree.
Yeah, I've heard several of Tom T. Hall's songs before. The one that springs to mind, Watermelon Wine.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a famous one, isn't
yeah.
it?
And that's
about the caretaker.
Harper Valley PTA.
Harper Valley PTA was the one which most people outside of the folk scene will remember because it was a pop song in, what, the 60s, I suppose.
Yeah, but Tom T. Hall's written so many good songs. You know, we just don't hear enough of his material. Because
couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Now, we're staying in this area of Nashville. And we're going to play a couple of tracks from a guy who most people will never have heard of. His name's called Everett Brown, and I'd like the listeners to give a real ear to this because it's totally different stuff, but it reminds me of a very early Paul Simon.
There's a mockingbird in a poplar tree. Mockingbird is mocking me. He stole my song, but that's okay. It's all in a Tennessee day. Got some Nashville cats, got an Okun dog, a walking horse and a spotted hog. The cats meow, the hound dog bays. It's all in a Tennessee day. My love was born in Paris, no, not Paris. She moved to Memphis with her family, and I fell for her, she fell for me on the banks of Mississippi. Folks up north might call us squares, think we're off our rocking chairs. I can leave behind this world of care when the sun shines through her golden hair. In this state of mind, the streets aren't mean, no. Trees are pine and the hills are green. Here comes the moon, as if to say, let's call it a Tennessee day. Oh, a Tennessee day. Now I recommend we spend a Tennessee day. What you'd call a working stiff, make my living on the graveyard shift. I'm the next door neighbor that no one knows, as I get home when the rooster crows with these blues, collar blues, paying them green dollar dues, and I can't win, 'cause I can't lose. Got my name stitched here on my blue shirt, if you can read it through the grease and dirt. But my woman still hugs me when I get home. She's crazy about a man in uniform with these blue collar blues, paying them green dollar dues. I can't win, 'cause I can't lose these blue, blue collar blues. I never hit no lottery or hear from Ed McMahon. If I make it, I'll have to make it with these two calloused hands. When the whistle blows, I drag myself to the gate. My feet hurt and my back aches. I might retire someday, but I got my doubts. If they don't lay me off, they're gonna lay me out. These blue collar blues, paying them green dollar dues, and I can't. I'll never lose these blue, blue collar blue.
Everett Brain there from an album called Summer Avenue, Tennessee Day and Blue Collar Blue. Lovely stuff, Brian, and it's so natural.
Yeah, as soon as we received this album, must be a couple of years ago now, Mike.
Even more than that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're all getting old, yeah, my boy. as soon as we received this album and we played it a few times, we were absolutely completely sold on it. There's so many wonderful tracks on it. And as you said just now, to remind you, the links are up on the new ragamuffin.biz website.
Yeah, and you can find a link to MySpace for Everett Brain and find out where he's gigging, which is all around Nashville and around Tennessee.
I think you said he's on at the Bell Buckle.
He's been on at Bell Buckle, yeah.
Yeah.
In November.
Down in Jay Gregory's place, yeah. With Valerie Smith Country.
Yeah, excellent.
Well, now, as we've said so many times in old programs, and now for something completely different. I think the best thing to do on this is just to play the sequence, which should blow people's minds about away, and then I'll save you the embarrassment afterwards by talking about it. What do you think of that?
Well, go on. Trip to the Outer Banks gave us the opportunity to visit the National Memorial to the Wright Brothers at Kill Devil Hills. This was the site of Orville Wright's legendary 12-second flight on December 17, 1903. While I was there, I bought a cracking book for just $6, written by Tom D. Crouch, called First Flight, The Wright Brothers and the Invention of the Airplane. I was fascinated to learn that the flights of Orville and Wilbur Wright
went far beyond those first 12 seconds, including Wilbur's epic 33-minute 20-mile round trip over New York City and down the Hudson River. I wrote this poem in respect to the Wright brothers' achievements, and note in it the arrogance of Samuel P. Langley at the Smithsonian Institute, who kept up a campaign through decades of misinformation against them. I called it Wilbur because I wanted it as though Wilbur had written it, because it was only Wilbur that would speak in public about the Wright brothers' flights. Sadly, Wilbur died of tuberculosis in 1912. Wilbur. We ran like the wind and tried to fly like the birds. Your touch, they said, it's absurd. We made bicycles and we built a flying machine, and all the while clung tight to our dream. We are the men who dared to dream, to fly like birds in a flying machine. We are the men who dared to dance, took to the air on wings of chance. The Outer Bank beach by a windswept sea, Carolina home to my brother and me. One morning in December of 1903, Orville stepped up to shape our destiny. We are the men who rose in the air. We are the men from Ohio somewhere, who flew like birds in a flying machine, who dared to dance and dared to dream. We flew over New York, and we wowed them in France. We took to the air on wings of chance, while stuffy Smithsonian weaved their web of deceit in favour of Langley's historic feat. We are the men who rose in the air. We are the men from Ohio somewhere. We flew like birds in a flying machine, who dared to dance and dared to dream. From Dayton, Ohio, to the Kill Devil Shore, our names engraved forevermore. From Dayton, Ohio, to the Kill Devil Shore, our names engraved forevermore.
For starry nights, and a back seat just for two. My 64 deep turquoise never found how fast she'd do. Filled her up on Friday night, and I just drive and drive and drive. Seems everything I loved was blue. In 1965, had colors on my radio and black and white TV, and dreamed of places I would go when my small life set me free. I'd trace the lines of jet planes would fly across that Carolina sky. Seems everything I loved was blue in 1965. Blue as a farmer's shirt waving from a washing line. Silver bell singing softly to the night, that it's all right. Oh, it's all right, it's all right. A little girl kept me in her debt. She was sweet perfume and bubble gum and menthol cigarettes. She wore my ring on a golden chain, and I just fell into her eyes. Seems everything I loved was blue in 1965. She said goodbye, and then she put that class ring down. Outside my car I could hear the rain, but there was no place I could hide. Seems everything I loved turned blue in 1965. Blue as the summer sky on the bottom. Stories you keep to yourself, but it's all right. Oh, it's all right, it's all right. She wore my ring on a golden chain. Everything I loved was blue.
Well, two tracks as such there, and I have to tell you now, listeners, Miscreants in the corner there looking a little bit embarrassed, because the first track was called Wilbur, which was a poem which Mike wrote whilst on a recent trip to the Carolinas. And that was followed immediately afterwards by a piece which he collected while he was over there by a guy called Mike Gaffney. And I'm going to pass over now to Mike, and this time I'm going to make sure he tells you a little about a bit about his trip to the Carolinas, and the fact that we've got a already pre-recorded radio show online for you to listen, so you can hear more of this beautiful music.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get the bad ukulele playing at the in Wilbur. Let's see if this is in tune. But aside from that, the adventure in Carolina with Cousin Dick is all up on a radio show. And the most important thing is the music of the mountains and the music of Mike Gaffney and Dan Lewis, who recorded it. Dan is a fantastic musician, songwriter, Mike Gaffney, unbeatable. And you'll hear a lot more of their music on the Ragamuffin Show, Brian.
Yeah, the Ragamuffin Show, for you who know nothing about it, it's fairly new. It's only been up about a week ago. It's Carolina on Our Minds, and it's on the new Ragamuffin website, which again, Professor on my right here, old Miscreant, is just sort of three quarters of the way through rebuilding, is at ragamuffin.biz.
Just by complete accident, the next song is actually called Carolina, but it's actually about a girl, and it's sung by Matt Browning of Ox. Carolina.
Carolina, do your lips still taste like strawberry wine? Summer air and chamomile. When you pass by do the stars still stop and look in your eyes? And I know just how they must feel. And in the morning, do you still rise like a flower child? Shake the nighttime from your hair. And in the twilight hours, get up and take a morning shower. And I'd give anything to be there. Carolina. Boyfriend, leave you alone. In the morning, do you still rise like a flower child? And shake the nighttime from your long dark hair. Would it be alright? Just say the word and I'll be there. Hold my hand. Never out of love I can call my home. And I'm a man. You're my summer daydream girl. Carolina. Get higher. Smoke rings, they farm hearts, indicate to me you are advertising your love. If I put in an offer, would you think I was for real, true to love you for more than one moon? But until then, advertise me your love. Stop messing around high class places, left an eyebrows high. No need explaining that which is remaining. Only make my national cry. If I say what I mean, would you
laugh in my face, split the seal, left me in disgrace. But until then, advertise me aloud.
Of that, those two songs then, Brian?
I thought both of them were fantastic. Now, Ox Dust Bowl Revival album.
Yeah.
And there's a link here to the railway in Winchester, I believe.
Yeah, they did a gig only a few weeks ago at the railway for Oliver Gray and Richard Williams for South by South Coast, or South by South Central. I'm always getting it wrong, boys. At the railway. And they're from Canada. And they are an absolutely cracking band, and the album is superb. It's been on in the car ever since I bought it off them.
And the second track on there was, of course, Angelina Grimshaw, Angie from the Isle of Wight. I always think of her as being the Bessie Smith of the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, a real jazzy, bourbon-soaked voice as Angelina got, and of course, the immaculate. JC, her brother, on the strings there.
And what's this association with the Gramophone Party? Is
that? Well, they've got a project called the Gramophone Party, and they've been playing the Brecon Jazz Festival in various places with it. And basically, what you hear there is what the Gramophone Party is. They've got an old gramophone that they wind up, and they really do take you back to Memphis and the places of the blues and jazz. It's fantastic. We've got Jack Tate, Paul Armfield, Rupert Brown, JC Grimshaw, and Angelina singing.
Right, now we're going to change direction even more with another of your selections for today's programme.
Yeah, do you want me to tell you the little story before we start? I think it would be. It might just be of interest. I happened to be in Bellbuckle, Tennessee this year and sat next to Becky Buller. And suddenly this song came on, and I thought it was a fantastic song about the Tellico Plains. And I leaned over to Becky and I said, "Becky, what was that song?" "It's called Tellico Plains, Mike." I said, "Who wrote it?" "I did," she said quite modestly.
Neighbors know your business, and the bankers know your wife. You don't let them mind your own, or they'll turn your name to black. And you don't confront the fat man, or he'll take the mortgage back. The day that I turned 17, I decided to forget, 'cause Jellico was hanging like a stone around my neck. The dust I burned on the gravel road was enough of a goodbye. But I was just too scared to see the tears my mama cried. Take me back to Tenneco, to the Tenneco Plain. East Tennessee's the place where I belong. Take me back to Tenneco, to the Tenneco Plain. Never made me stay away so long. Been away too long. Hitchhiked up to Pittsburgh, the trouble was real. Has depression, drive a top, oh, that city built on steel. Yeah, times were tough in 31, even worse in 32. When a girl is going hungry, she does what she has to do. Well, I sold my heart for nickels, and I traded love for dimes. Kept reality at a distance, left my conscience far behind. Though I told myself there was nothing else, how I hated every call. And that night I'd curse the heavens and pray that he'd end it all. Take me back to Tenneco, to the Tenneco Plain. East Tennessee's the place where I belong. That fateful night, I had enough pretending it was time to make things right. As I closed my eyes, bowed my head, and let one last breath escape, a man stepped from the shadows and said, "Child, there's a better way." There's more to love than lust lets on, and there's more to wealth than gold. What good is money gonna do if you ain't got a soul? Right now I've got neither, but believe me, that'll change. Cause the good Lord's walking with me back to Tenneco Plain. Take me back to Tenneco, to the Tenneco Plain. East Tennessee's the place where I belong.
Many worlds.
put a plying field in your mouth. You plied to class, I found you out. No one saw you after the day. And it's like you never went away.
Say about that. The first track, Talico Plains, Becky Buller, yeah. Fiddle player in Liberty Pike, Valerie Smith's band. And you just told me that at one stage when Valerie was off the road, Becky stepped in as lead singer.
Yeah, she's got a fantastic voice. They've both got excellent voices. And they're on the road at the moment. I think they're across Northern America somewhere, touring and all on the before Christmas, working really hard. So good luck to them.
Yeah, wherever they are, best wishes to good friends of ours. And the second track, well, that was something else. A Man for All Worlds. You've just told me this is a British band called The Cedar.
Yeah.
And it's off an album called Granny's Knitting Cafe.
In fact, it's only an EP. I found The Cedar at the Pretty Folk Festival. Now, Pretty is between Wells and Cheddar Gorge up in the Somerset Hills, and they have this fantastic folk festival. It's absolutely spellbinding, and the Cedar played the club tent. Basically, just came down from Bristol, four girls, one guy on ukulele and singing, and they were just brilliant. They took the place by storm, and I bought the two EPs off them, and that's from the EP, Granny's Knitting Cafe.
Loved it. Absolutely loved it, Mike. Now we're going to go, so to speak, I believe, down under.
We're going down under.
In a roundabout sort of way.
My grandmother was born in 1900 on a farm in New South Wales. She wed a dairyman who liked to raise a pint of ale. The first child came when she was 25, more babes in 7 years. That first daughter was my mother, they called her Guinevere. Little Gwen would play beneath the willow. Yes, the queen would love some tea. Help with chores that never ended, tried to mind, tried to please. Sometimes she heard the music wild and strange in the summer nights. Their dirty people warned her mother, never go near their campfire lights.
froze in the pail. Her mother hung the nappies by the hearth, her dad in town for out of ale. A spark leapt from the fire that night and wrapped her mother in a gown of flame, flailing, dancing in a frenzy, falling down in voiceless pain. Stillness and the stench of burning, then so soft was like a ghost. Fetch the cunning hand, she whispered, bring me aid or I am lost. The cunning hands are not 2 miles away, and they're the nearest whites. Past the camp of the Aborigines, past the demons of the night. Stay away from the camp of the blackfellas, and the white girls have disappeared. They drink and dance when the moon is red. Never, never let them see your golden hair. I must run to save my mother, I must go now, I must fly. But still she heard her mother's tales, the devil drums an evil eye. Her mother's breathing ever fainter, when frozen in her fright. 7 hours till dawn she waited for the safety of the light. Now she runs still a fate of bleeding to the house up on the hill. Now come the doctor's wagon speeding to her mother cold and still. They laid her down in a narrow graveyard, from the Bible read a verse. Children sent to aunts and uncles, some to Melbourne, some to Perth. When packed her canvas satchel, could not hold the saltiest back. Turned to leave her home forever, faced a woman gnarled and black. Child, our hearts are heavy with grieving for your loss. We live so close by you, why didn't you come to us? We have herbs to heal the burning, we have salves to ease the pain. We could have helped had we but none, and made your mother whole again. Stay away from the camp of the blackfellas, and the white girls have disappeared. They drink and dance when the moon is red. Never, never let them see your golden hair. Stay away from the camp of the blackfellas, white girls have disappeared. They drink and dance when the moon is red. Never let them see your golden hair.
This is a true story about a little girl that lived up in the mountains in New Mexico. They say I'm a child of the mountain, and last night they spoke of my mother. La llama la rosa de la montaña, they call her the rose of the mountain, they call her the mountain rose. I was born out of youth and beauty, I was born out of youth unwanted, and never have I seen my father. I was left in a box by the road. Mis abuelos me encontraron esa noche. My grandparents found me that night. Now in the forest hills I see my mother, Rosa, Rosa. And the autumn wind calls my father. Lo quiero, lo quiero. can see the churchyard from my window, where your grave wears the lace of the winter. Dime, Rosa, tell me, Rosa, si los ojos de mi padre hablan de amor. Rosa, te pregunta, mother, I wonder, le pediré a la Virgen que me proteja. Yes, I will pray, as my grandmother told me, and someday, Rosa, perhaps I'll have a daughter, and perhaps she'll be a mountain flower, a yamaran, la rosa de la montaña. They'll call her the rose.
First song, Guinevere and the Fire, from that brilliant Australian singer, songwriter, storyteller, Penelope Swiles. And the second, La Rosa Montana, best known, as I prefer it, The Rose of the Mountains, by James Talley. Over to Mike for some more background information on these two brilliant albums.
Penelope didn't write that song, but she considered it one of the best folk songs ever written about Australia. And it was written by Chicago musician Fred Small, Chicago songwriter Fred Small. And I've heard Penelope sing it live, and she does blinding version of it. And of course, a good contrast, because we go to James Talley, and that's a song that's on his album Journey, but it's actually from his masterpiece Road to Torreon. And it is such a gorgeous song about a little place in the mountains of New Mexico, as he said. Marvellous music, Brian. I'd love to see James Talley tour here.
Well, he's been to Italy, as you know, and he's been to Europe. These days he works much in real estate, as he does in music. It will take a very persuasive tongue to get James Talley into England, although he's actually said to me by email that he'd love to come one day, so maybe, fingers crossed, we'll be able to fix a gig or two for him over here. And if we do, I can tell all our listeners it'll be an experience of a lifetime.
It'll be something quite special.
Right, now we're going, normally at this point in the show, we cut it and put the closer on and say goodnight to everybody. But a while back, somebody sent me a demo CD album, local band called Contraband. And one of the tracks on this album was The Speed of the Sound of Loneliness. Now, this is one of my favorite tracks, right, generally, yeah, because I've heard it by several bands play in the local clubs and at concerts. And I just thought I'd be a bit self-indulgent tonight, Mike, and slip this one in as an extra track. I'm sure the listeners will have no complaints.
You come home late, you come home early. come on big when you're feeling small. You come on straight and you come on curly. Sometimes you don't come home at all. So what in the world's come over you? What in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. I got a heart that burns with a fever, and I got a worried and a jealous mind. Well, how can a love that lasts forever get left so far behind? So what in the world? What in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. Dreadful shame and it's an awful sorrow to cross the evil line today. Well, how can you ask about tomorrow? We ain't got one word to say. So what in the world's come over you? What in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. What in the world's come over you? What in heaven's name have you done? Broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. You're out there running just to be on the run.
Been listening to Sunday in the Shires, a program of selected favorite tunes presented each and every Sunday by Ragamuffin Brian and Ragamuffin Mike. This was a Ragamuffin Radio production. We hope that you enjoyed our musical company for the past hour. Look forward to meeting up with you each and every Sunday with Sunday in the Shires. Log on to the new Ragamuffin website at ragamuffin.biz, where there is so much more in store, musically behind the doors. Meantime, take good care now. It's a goodbye from Ragamuffin Brian.
And Ragamuffin Mike in the windy and wet shires.
It sure is wet and windy today. So, goodbye for us all now. Goodbye, take care.
Take care.